You don't want another man opening the door for your wife to get in the car. That's your job. Her compassion is to come from you. And guys, this doesn't just come real easy for us. We have to practice that. Y'all take that back up at the house, would you? Oh, you must not have opened the door lately. Yeah. I get it all. You wish you was up here where I'm at sometimes. You got to practice it. It doesn't come easy for you. I have to work at it. Compassion means to embrace her. Your compassion replenishes her. When she has had a hard day, when tragedy of some description has broken her world, it is you, men, that is to give her compassion and to hug her. Embrace her. Pray for her. Ask the Holy Spirit to comfort her. Let her hear you pray for her. When she is in one of those situations where she is, where she needs a hug, embrace her and pray for her out loud, right then. And ask God to comfort her, and you comfort her. This is something that you and I have to practice at. We have to work at in order to make it come about. You and I have to work at opening the car door. I was leaving the hospital. It's been a few weeks back. And there was a couple in front of me, a young couple, probably in their mid-30s or 40s. And this guy was looking at his phone, and he was walking in front of his wife. He walked straight out the door. She had to catch the door to keep it from hitting her. She caught the door. He kept walking, looking at his phone in front of her. And she tried to open the door for me. And I said, "Oh, I got it. But does he know that you're with him?" Loud enough for him to hear what I said. And I saw his face turn red from his collar up, and he turned around, and with a sheepish grin, he didn't say anything. But she said, I think he does. That doesn't need to be you. It doesn't need to be me. You and I are to give. It's like we're to treat our wife like an expensive violin, an expensive piece of furniture or some type of expensive glassware of some kind. And it does not come easy. We have to practice that and practice that and practice that. Now, I'm going to finish this tonight. Let's stand together. I've been working on this deal, opening a car door, and I especially worked on it this week. But I've been working on that. But do you know who I really like to have me see open the car door for my wife? My son-in-laws. I like for my son-in-laws to see me treating my wife like something very, very expensive. If you're here today and not a Christian, I want to give you an invitation to accept Christ as your Savior. Now, Mom, you can never be the mom that God's called you to be without Christ in your life. And Dad, you can never be that husband that God's called you to be without Christ in your life. This is the first step, that you invite Jesus into your heart as personal Savior. Perhaps God's dealing with your heart to become a part of this fellowship by following the Lord in believers' baptism, transferring your letter here from another church. Maybe it's a recommitment on your part, but we're going to give you an opportunity to come and do that right now. As we sing, you come. Now, right now, step out from where you're at and come.